So, Derek, it's a bit over a week since we last spoke, which was shortly after two RCMP officers visited you and gave you a simultaneous ticket and compliance order. How have things been going since then?
It's been, pretty normal at the shop. They haven't yet come back to see if I've complied, which I think is a little strange. I think they tried to one, like, the day after, but it was before my 24 hours, to comply. But they haven't been back since. So I've been sort of back to regular hours, following the same protocols as I was for Orange, and just trying to keep the shop going in the middle of a pandemic, which is always a bit of an ordeal.
Yes, I can imagine. Now, have you decided what your next steps would be? Are you planning to pay that ticket, or do you have something else in mind? Would you like to challenge it somehow?
I do want to challenge it. I do think it was pretty unfair that I was fined for that reason, for not having the extra copy of my plan. And as far as I know, still, I haven't heard of any other businesses in town getting fined. I haven't been able to confirm that in any way. Mm-hmm. So it sort of seems a bit strange to me. So I'm definitely going to, fight it as best I can. I have, the court date is January 5th, which I'm also, makes me nervous because I don't want to be going to court. It's I have to go to Moncton, for, an Orange or who knows what phase by then, and I don't see how any of this is, helpful to, keeping people safe right now. We're not supposed to be doing any unnecessary travel, and that seems a little unnecessary. Mm-hmm. I can zoom in or something. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I'm to be honest, I'm a little just overwhelmed by the whole thing. I've never had to deal with anything like this before. I don't know really what, I don't really know what I should be doing right now. And I'm still super busy just trying to run my business and to try to have to take time to research what I'm supposed to be doing. And I don't know. And Megan Mitten has been sort of helping a little bit. She got some information together for me about places that I could submit complaints to, but they're both internal. So they're one is complaining to WorkSafe, New Brunswick, and the other one is complaining to the RCMP, but those are both the people that I'm complaining against. So I don't know. I don't know if it makes sense to complain to them internally, but
right. You're wishing there was a third party kind of organization or someone that you could address this with.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem like complaints against the RCP tend to go very far. So I don't know. I'm not very hopeful of what my options are right now. And then, part of me is just, why don't I just, pay the fine and forget about it? But it seems really wrong that I was given the fine in the first place. So that doesn't sit very well either. I'm open to any ideas if anyone has any, or, any resources if anyone has any, because it's just, a lot to kind of work around.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was getting a coffee at Sackville's new coffee truck on the weekend and noticed that some people have started to raise some money in support of you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I've been super grateful at the response and support I've had from the community. It's been overwhelming in a really positive way. And a lot of people have been sort of asking me about things that they can do to help. And I was approached, she asked me about it, and I had just told her that I wasn't really sure what I was doing yet because I don't want to pay the fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I don't know if I need to do I need a lawyer to contest this. I have no idea what these maybe it'll just end up costing me more to try to fight it. I have no idea.
Right. You're not sure if, in order to contest the ticket on January 5th, that if you need to have a lawyer with you in order to do that.
Yeah, I don't know any of these. Like, I don't know any of this stuff, and I haven't had much time to really, like, I haven't had much time to look into it because I'm, you know, I operate like a retail business, and it's the holidays, so it's like there's a lot of other stuff that's kind of been taking priority.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Derek. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking all the time you have so far with covering this story, and yeah, just like thanks again to everyone in the community that's been showing their support. It really means a lot.